first of all, tonight we are having our Earth Day celebration. It's from 5 to 7. It's really designed for the whole family, not just the children. And we'll be having a marimba band, so lots of good vibes going. They'll be building terrariums. The Museum of Indian Arts and Culture is joining us with a little bit of programming. And, of course, the Orno Man is going to be baking Ornos back in our back garden. So it's just a really fun night. We try to have a monthly themed family night about once a month. Our next one, for instance, is in May. We're going to have family art night, and we invite everyone to dress to get messy.
Mmm, sounds like fun. And Orno Man is also going to be baking bizcochitos, right?
Yes, exactly. We do them year long at a lot of our events. We really appreciate him coming out, and he's developed a perfect recipe for gluten-free bizcochitos. So if you have problems like that, come on down. We'll take care of you. We also, each month, about once a month, we do have a parents' night out on a Friday night where parents can drop off their little ones, and we will not only take care of them, we will keep them entertained, and they might even learn something, but we try not to tell them that. So it's a great date night for parents or just a night to go home and put your feet up. Our next one is actually next Friday, April 19th. And another thing we try to do about once a month is to have sensory-friendly Sunday. And that's a special from 10 to 12 on a Sunday morning. We dim the lights a little bit. We make sure it stays on the quieter side. And we have different aids for kids that might be a little extra sensory sensitive. Our staff is trained to interact with these kids, and it's a great way for them to get out where they might not have as many opportunities to do that.
Wow.
So those are some of our monthly events. We're open this time of year, Wednesdays through Sunday, from 10 to 5 most days. And we will open on Tuesdays as well once school gets out. We have a little extended summer hours. But tomorrow, in fact, every Saturday, we have at least three special programs going on. We have Science Saturday, where there's different things to build that kind of spark a child's curiosity about what there is to learn. And they vary everything from making, things that they can manipulate with their hands to building a structure to exploring with their bodies how planets rotate around the sun. There's a variation every time. And speaking of planets, we also on Saturdays, in fact, the whole weekend, Stargazer, which is our portable planetarium, lands in the museum for the weekend. And it's this blow-up dome that we can put about 25 people in. And it's just like a big city observatory. You know, on the inside of the dome, they flash up the Milky Way. And the really fun part is to hear the oohs and ahs. From everyone from the littlest kids up to the adults. It's really just an amazing thing that is in the museum, as I said, on Saturdays and Sundays. But during the week, we take it out to schools throughout northern New Mexico. And it's free to the public schools. We have an educator who's also just a wonderful astronomer who goes out and presents a bilingual program to these kids in their schools. It's just cutting-edge science and STEM programming. And it's very interactive. So he just takes kids' questions and shows them the constellations the way the Navajo saw them or other things, or lands on Mars and asks them if they want to be the first astronaut to do that. So that's one of my favorite programs. It doesn't happen in the museum, but it is an important way we take the museum out into the community.
Right, absolutely. So that you're not just at the museum, you're in our community.
Thank you. We have some kind of program scheduled every day of the week. You mentioned the Wee Ones. We call it Wee Wednesdays. On Wednesday morning, we open an hour early at 9, really just for the 4 and under crowd, the really little ones, and have a quality early childhood education program that involves music and reading stories and getting their bodies involved again in different activities and play. It's really an integrated program to provide the littlest ones with the experiences they need at that age. It's just our contribution to the early childhood education in this state. Other days, on Thursdays, we have Seeds and Sprouts, where we have a program year-round that's organic, sustainable gardening, where we're teaching them right now to plant seeds, to grow seedlings indoors, you know, and then we'll be planting them in the ground. And as the summer goes on and they begin to harvest, they'll, for instance, pick squash and cook it up right there in a solar oven in the garden, and everyone gets to eat it.
Fun.
So that's one, just one of my favorite programs that also gets the community really involved and provides a free lunch.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Exactly. It keeps the kids entertained. They learn a little bit. And they're also, it again, really builds community. That's part of our mission, is to make sure we're bringing people together, you know, to meet each other and interact with each other in a way they might not otherwise. Other programs on Fridays, we have a fine art program in the afternoon. On Sundays, you can come watch our pet snake Cornelius get his weekly meal. You can imagine what that is.
Yeah. Well, actually, do tell us. What is it? I'm just curious. Are you allowed to tell? Does that ruin the surprise? It's something big,
I'm
I imagine.
Definitely allowed to tell. Cornelius has been with us. I think he's 8 years old. He's this beautiful corn snake, completely no teeth, no fangs, just the friendliest creature that comes out, and the kids pet him and hold him and play with him all the time, you know, just off and on throughout the week. But on Sundays, he gets dinner, and that is a frozen mouse that we defrost for him and put him in a glass aquarium, and the kids just love to watch that process. That's just the natural life cycle. And some say ew and turn away, but a lot of them are just fascinated and come week after week to watch. And then we have pop-up programs. You never know what's going to be happening out on the floor. We'll have, for instance, a local artist currently is coming about once a week to teach weaving to the kids on this giant loom. There's just always something happening. As executive director, you know, I'm back in the offices most of the time. And when I do come out on the floor, it's just so much fun to see the kids. Everything in the museum is hands-on and interactive. And one day recently, I was walking through, and this little 8-year-old girl grabs my hand and kind of pulls me over to where she can get up on a step stool. So she's eye-to-eye with me, and she's got blue squiggles. She's painted all over her face with face paint. And she really seriously looks me in the eye, and she said, "This is the best day of my life."
That's so cute.
And that's what we try to do, whether they're on a field trip or on, you know, to celebrate their birthday or with their family. We just really try to help them have the best day of their life.
That is a place to do it. I tell you, I've always loved the Santa Fe Children's Museum. It's just, we didn't have those museums when I was a kid. So they're just so much more fun and educational and exploratory.
It does. And that's our aim, of course.
Yeah. Well, I just want to thank you so much for joining us today. And did we get everything in? Any other major announcements you need to make?
Oh, yeah. One, we've got summer camp this summer.
Oh, yes.
Four one-week sessions. They start July 8th. And each one has a different theme that integrates science and art and play in the museum. The first week's theme is Aquanauts. So they'll be in the planetarium exploring the stars, but also doing lots of things with water. And they build a special, you know, project that they get to take home at the end of the week. That's always sort of, I want to say, a toy. That's demeaning it. Something super cool that they, last summer, for instance, they built an art bot, a robot that would draw for them. So it's always something really exciting that they get to learn for a whole week. It's not just a quick 1-hour project. It's, you know, a week-long project, so they really get some depth of both learning and fun and that feeling of accomplishment. And I guess the final thing is we're not a state-run museum. We're a nonprofit that was founded by some educators 34 years ago wanting to bring more interactive and formal education to the kids of our community. And so we support the community in so many different ways. We do love it when the community supports us back, whether that's donating to the Camp Scholarship Fund. We really try to invite every child that wants to come and make it possible for them to come. We also have a golf tournament June 7th and a gala September 14th. I guarantee it's the best gala in town because we will have our bubble exhibit right out there in the midst of the gala. And who doesn't want to blow a 3-foot bubble?
to find out more, you can go to santafechildrensmuseum.org.